Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network, or as my colleagues around the locker room call it, the Bob Black Fiasco. I am Bob Black, speaking of that. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now join us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Bob, most people probably don't realize we do this from the custodian's closet in the field house.
Yeah, that's right. We like to be tight, you know. We like to have that bond going. So, yeah, and Scooter keeps it nice and clean for us. So, I think I failed to mention that this is a special post Thanksgiving.
That is correct.
Rocky Hidalgo show.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll get to football now. We got all that out of the way. Coming off a first round win against Grovetown from Augusta, beat them 42-3, puts Terriers in the second round of the playoffs for what? How many consecutive years, Coach? Since you've been here,
all of them.
Yep. Seven, I think it is.
Yep.
Wasn't our best game, but I've heard you say that didn't surprise you.
Nah, you know, look, they had a lot going on. Part of that is just your opponent. I mean, it's hard for the kids to get focused when you have, you know, you can't fool the kids. Yeah, you can't fool the kids. It was hard for them to stay focused and get excited for that. But, you know, we did what we had to do. It was kind of a little sloppy at first, and I felt like it was very workmanlike in the second half. So hopefully we'll come out and play better this week.
Yeah, we did come out in the second half and play a lot better, but it's usual. You know, we get on here every week and we talk about the same, you know, same athletes, which are your, you know, the guys you count on. T.J. Lewis only threw the ball five times, one for five for 19 yards. Only threw the ball six times the whole game, which we're not a run and gun team, as they call it.
That's so, probably five too many, I would imagine, for
us. Yeah. And then one of them was on the jet pass from Jaden Drayton to DP, was it Donald Prince, for a 50-yard touchdown. That was a pretty play.
Yep. And they, you know, those two guys, both pretty special kids.
Sophomore, I mean, really, and freshman.
Yeah, really, really special kids. You know, David Prince got tremendous upside. He's such a nice kid. He can go up and get the football, can run a little bit. He's going to be a big-time player on both sides of football when it's all said and done.
Yeah, you know, talking about David Prince around the practice field, he's always smiling, yep. Always laughing. He'll come up to me and, you know, pull a joke on me or something, you know, call me fat and ugly.
So do we.
He ain't lying. You know, the truth don't hurt me. A couple other stats. T.J. Lewis, 19 carries for 138 yards. Caden Hutchinson, who was your offensive player of the game, 12 carries for 143 yards and a really good 79-yard run late in the game for the touchdown. So,
yep.
I like to see him finish that run off with a touchdown. I didn't think he was coming out.
Well, he waved over like he was tired, and I told him to go back in there. I mean, I just pointed to go back to the huddle. He earned that when he get in there and get that touchdown after that long run. That was a great effort on his part.
Oh, it was. He made a good cut once he got past that first level, or second level, actually. He made a good cut to the sideline. And I did see you waving him back in.
Yep.
He was trying to tap out. And then when I saw you send him back in, I was hoping he was going to get the ball to finish it off.
Yeah, so. we weren't planning that at that time.
Yeah, I got you. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one of the I think one of the things we got to talk about is we struggled getting a good group on the offensive line, but they seem to be gelling. I mean, you really seem to be getting a lot more production out of them up front.
Well, you know, I think we're playing better up there. You know, losing Clayton Ketchum last week, and he'll be out again this week against Langston Hughes, doesn't help us because we had some good continuity. We had Jack Findig came back, gives us a sixth guy, and Jack was playing being our third hand as a tight end, and we had Ryan C. as a sniffer. We felt really good where we were, and then, you know, we lost Clayton and lost Ryan during the Statesboro game, and so we're kind of down both those guys. We moved Nick Mutchinson to center. Jack had to go back to tackle, and Colin Fox, who's our backup sniffer, and he had a bad severe bone bruise, and so he's out. So it was kind of a cluster there trying to find a sniffer and get 11 guys on the field, and we're making it work. But it's been a lot of work here, just trying to get the right personnel on to teach everybody what to do in time to play the game.
Yeah, I was going to mention your dude, right? And say out for the year, broke his hand. Actually, didn't he play a couple of games with it that way?
He played the rest of Statesboro game. He practiced the Monday after Statesboro, and his hand swole up. And when the trainer, he was trying to get through it, gut it out a little bit, I think. And when the trainer saw it, we sent him to the doctor, and he had to have surgery on it. Sucks. Yeah. I mean, but it is what it is.
Great kid, senior year, great athlete. You know, it's just one of those stories you hate to see.
Yep.
From that kid. But it's kind of funny because you're working his younger brother, Colton, say at the sniffer this week, and, you know, he'll stick it up in there. Is he going to have an opportunity or time to learn the plays?
I have no idea if he's going to have the time to learn the plays, but he's going to have to do it.
You better figure it out.
You better figure it out. That's all I got to say. Because he's playing, whether he likes it or not. We're planning on playing
him. Yep. He don't quite have the size that Ryan does. What is he, about 5'10", 50 pounds or something?
He's about 150 pounds, but he's 300 pounds of angry.
Yeah, he'll stick it up in there with no problem. I was watching him yesterday in practice, and you know he was taking on the linebackers. He was stepping on up in there. Didn't worry about him at all.
Yeah, he's not afraid. That's one thing. That's why we put him there.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go over to the defensive side of the ball right quick. It's once again your regular players stepped up in there. Actually, I think Taiwan Melvin, who was your offense or defensive player of the game, Caden Hutchinson was your offensive player of the game. I forgot to mention that. Taiwan seems to be stepping it up defensively and playing some good ball.
He's playing his best football that he's ever played here at Glen Academy. He's doing a great job, and I'm just proud of the way he's, because we need him. We don't have another linebacker in there. Him and Miles been banged up a little bit this year with a hamstring pull, and those guys have worked their tails off to kind of get it done.
Yeah, Taiwan has sometimes has some challenges staying serious, but it looks like he's got the – is that a good way to put it?
I think he's had to deal with some things, but all in all, he's been a good player for us the last couple of years.
Yeah, he stepped up. I enjoyed having him when I was with him on the freshman, but he had 4 tackles, 8 assists, 2 tackles for a loss. But also defensively, your defensive line. I mean, that whole crowd seemed to have a good night Friday night.
Yeah, they keep playing hard and playing well. I mean, they really are. They're doing a great job. I think Gage Roof has been physical the entire time. Jaden Turner is a kid that we moved from linebacker. He's really come on, had a great senior year. DJ Clinch. Josh Woodard is a kid that Josh ain't real big, but he's tough as nails. He gets in there and just kind of makes some plays. Tyshawn Thomas and Colin Maddox, all those guys have done a nice job this year.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about defensive line when we come back. But let's take our first break of the night, or the afternoon, I guess I should say. There's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glen Academy Red Terrors. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glen County and a proud sponsor of the Glen Academy Red Terrors Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terrors! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Beachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. We've been joined here by a special guest, Cooper Hidalgo. Maybe we can get him to say a little something later on in the show. You want to talk, Cooper?
Got a big game.
Yeah, let's
Tift
talk.
County, 8-year-old wreck, the AU wreck, the Sharks.
Yep.
Huh?
We'll ask you about that here in a little while when we get through with your daddy. But, the 8U, I think we still got the 12U team still in it, too, aren't they?
Sure, maybe.
I think so. I think I saw that on Facebook.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Staying with the defense, a couple of guys that have just actually played lights out all year, is Joseph Beckham and Dan Morat at your Viper position. Yeah. Joseph, 4 tackles, 2 assists Friday night. Dan Morat, 2 tackles, 2 assists. With a caused fumble and a fumble recovery.
Yeah,
let's just talk about those guys a little bit and how well they're doing.
They are man, two heady, tough little boogers out there. I mean, neither one of them are real big. I mean, most of them probably qualify for midget wrestling, probably on WTBS.
You think they can play the 8U team?
Yeah, they could probably. They might not be able to run the ball at 8U. They probably run the ball in 12U. I know for a fact Beckham probably could still run the ball in 12U. Damn, he don't weigh but about 135 pounds.
Yeah.
But, it's funny to watch those guys. But it just goes to show you, people think that my kids, they're not big enough to play football. And you got Joseph Beckham out there who's 5'7", 137 pounds, and he's taking on – we play Camden County. He's taking on that Micah Morris kid who's 6'7", 315 pounds, getting his pads underneath him and setting the edge over there and doing exactly what he's coached to do. And both those guys are – man, they're just – good, heady little football players. They really are. They surprise people when they get on the field with them, how tough they are. And they're physical little jokers too.
Yeah, they really are, both of them. And you know, they're both tops on the team. Morat has 40 tackles on the year. Beckham has 40 tackles on the year. So, you know, they just do a good job.
Yeah,
you know, that's really. You know, we can sit here and talk about them all day, but they just flat do a good job. Another guy that we hadn't talked about a lot this year who's got great potential, and I think he's going to step up, and that's Calden Maddox.
Yeah.
He had 3 tackles on the night, 2 for a loss, 2 pressures. He just had a good game Friday night.
And it was his birthday
yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody just saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday. He's come around, and he keeps getting better. I tell you, the thing he's – he's learning that he's really good at is speed rushing on the corner. He's getting better. He's got great takeoff, bends really well. He's got a big upside for a kid. He's only a junior. We got 3 really good junior defensive linemen coming back next year with him and Tyshawn
DJ.
And DJ Clinch. I mean, those all 3 of those guys are guys that can get after it.
Yeah, you got the guys with JV that may be coming up. I can't.
Ethan Hayes is a kid that has a chance to be pretty good down the line. And, you know, we've got some of those guys will have to play on the offensive line next year. But, you know, we'll figure out a rotation over there, let them get after it some.
You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Another group, guys, we're going to talk about Coach, and that's your DBs. We really weren't tested Friday night. But they had some snooty, had 2 tackles, 1 assist on the night. Who else in here? Your DBs, but they did a good job. Just when they were tested, had some breakups back there.
Yeah, so. And those all those guys are pretty much new. They're not guys that we started the year with for the most part. You know, we were expecting Jaden Miller, Juwan Floyd, and Trey Gray to be playing back there. We lost Cameron Joseph for a few weeks, and that allowed Trey Concepcion and Cannon Warren to come in and play some ball. And yeah, that's been a good group. I mean, they've been covering their tails off. They got their work cut out for this week versus Langston Hughes, for sure.
Yeah. The next thing he's usually going to put it up. We're going to talk about them in a minute. Cameron Joseph, 3 tackles on the night. And actually even missed 2 games. I think it was 2, wasn't it?
Yep.
He's one of your top leaders in tackles with 42 total and 17 assists. So, you know, another one of those small guys that
he's not real big.
Yeah, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I think that's one thing a lot of people don't really understand about high school football. You don't really necessarily have to be the 6'2", you know, 250, 240 and run a, you know, 4.1 40 or whatever to be a good high school football player.
We would take them. For
Absolutely.
Sure. But, you know, look, you can – if you have a bunch of hard-nosed kids who just buy in and play really hard, I think the thing that when you talk to people who watch us, coaches who watch us play, that the one thing that people say over and over again, our kids play really hard. I think our coaches demand it. I think winning's important to our kids. They have a lot of pride in what they do. And you see that the way they go out and play on Friday nights. They run around and try to take your head off. And that we may not look like much sometimes, but we've beaten a lot of teams – that had more talented personnel than us because our kids just played harder. To me, that's the ultimate compliment, and I could that's the thing I'm most proud of with our kids is how hard they play.
Yeah, I was looking at the films, you know, preparing for the show, and I several occasions Friday night I look up and I count 9, 10, 8 red hats around the ball. The only one that wasn't around the ball was the away side DB that couldn't get there. That's impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is impressive to see kids run to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a pack of wolves. You got to run them down. And that's what we coach our kids. Coach Veal, Coach Sharp do a great job with our defense. And man, our kids play for them. They play so hard for them. And that's, you know, that's it's apparent when they show up on Friday nights.
Yeah. Speaking of showing up this week for practice, we've had a couple pretty good days of practice. Monday was a good day. Tuesday was a good half day.
Yeah.
It's cold. Yeah, it got cold. You know, our guys are beach guys. They can't play in the cold weather, but they better get used to it.
They're gonna have to play in cold weather.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a good day. I think our kids are gonna play hard. We're gonna play. I think we'll be ready to play them. You know, the big thing we're going to have to overcome, we just got, you know, new people on offense, a new center. You know, Nick Mutchinson played center versus Grovetown for the first time ever in a football game. And
that may account for a couple of the snaps we had he's never played center, and you're putting TJ in the gun back there. And
it's just hard.
You know, there's so much relies on a good snap in that option offense. It's very, very difficult. So,
yep.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes left with you before we bring in our kicking coach, Coach Kip Hall. Langston Hughes, good football team.
Yeah.
You know, real good football team. A couple of good athletes at quarterback, a couple of good receivers. You know, in a minute and a half, sum us up on Langston Hughes.
I mean, they're super talented on the offensive side of the ball. Their offensive line is, man, really big and athletic. Probably might be the best offensive line we played all year long. Two quarterbacks, both of them can throw it. One of them can really run the football. You know, lots of skill on the perimeter. A good running back. They've got a 4-star running back that's out, and you know he may or may not play Friday night. You know, we're just gonna have to show up and see. Defensively, they can run on the back end. They're physical. Big defensive line. We're gonna have to play well in all facets of the game to come out of here with a win.
Yeah, it's talking to Coach Veal just a few minutes ago, and it's possible that they're. Well, one of their little quarterbacks, number 2, may be out too. Looking at him on the sideline on film.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be out or not. The word on the street, he's going to play.
Yeah.
He can really run the football if he's available. That's going to be one of those things that we're going to have to do a great job on him, because I promise you he's going to run the offense better than Coach Hornet does.
Yeah. Coach Hornet's got a good arm now. I don't know.
I'm not worried about his arm. I'm worried about his legs.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, that's going to wrap it up with you. We're going to bring in our kicking coach, Coach Kip Hall, here on the second half. Appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night. Let's go get him.
Yes, sir.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-593-4461. And let's go, Terrors!
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo. We've got our kicking coach, Kip Hall, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. Before we get with Coach Hall, I want to ask Cooper Hidalgo a couple of things here about their game coming up. You play Tift County. Okay, Saturday morning. What position you play?
Running back and defensive end.
And defensive end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many touchdowns you got? You got any
10.
Idea? You got 10 in 5 games?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's 2 per game.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. How many tackles you got? You got any idea?
No, because I've only played defense for 1 game.
I got you. So they put you back over there. All right, one more quick question, but I forgot what it was. You play Tift County Saturday morning. Okay, after that, would that be you're the district champs, right? Or state?
No, we already won district.
I got
after
you.
After the game, we're probably going to win because the team hasn't played a game.
Hadn't played any games at all?
No. My coach knows is they're automatically in it and they're playing us. So we have a good chance of beating them.
I would say so.
Beat them, we play again.
Okay, yeah.
That day, and if we win that game, we're going to state.
I got you. Well, let me get to Coach Hall right quick. Good luck to you. I hope y'all do good over in Tift County. You probably going to have to leave about 5:00 in the morning Saturday to get there. So I'm sure your daddy's going to be in a real good mood waking up that early after beating Langston Hughes Friday night.
The game starts at 10, and the game starts at 10.
Okay.
We have to be there at 9 to weigh in. So we would have to get there at 8 so
right.
We get ready.
So that means you got to leave about 5:30 at the latest. It's a 2-hour drive.
True.
All right. Good luck to you, Coop. Let's get with Coach Hall. Got Coach Kip Hall, our kicking coach. Coach, how are you?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's start a little bit with your background. You've been coaching a long time.
Yeah, going on 26 years.
26 years. Give us just a quick career path, if you can do it.
Decided after working the corporate world, I missed football too much and wanted to be a teacher and coach and went back. I was a student assistant at Georgia for 3 years. Then I went to Clark Central.
What did you coach at Georgia, or did you bounce around?
I mainly stayed with the defense coordinator, Coach Bell.
Gotcha.
And I was his student assistant and did on-field practice work and, you know, breaking film down, that just the typical GA stuff.
Right, right.
And then I went to Clark Central High School and coached with Billy Henderson, did wide receivers.
Now, Billy Henderson, he was there before Lehman Sellers or after Lehman Sellers?
After. You know, after he came in 71 or 72.
Okay, and Lehman Sellers, I think, won a couple of state championships.
Yep.
He was my high school coach at Jonesboro.
Fran Tarkenton played at Athens High.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they combined the schools and made Clark Central.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so then you had a head coaching stint at Druid Hills, right?
Yeah, coached a few other places, becoming a coordinator.
Right.
Offensive coordinator.
Offensive, okay.
And then became a head coach at Druid Hills High School in Atlanta in 2006.
Gotcha.
job nobody wanted.
And were they 0-1 forever before you got there? Or?
They had no winning season since 1993.
Wow.
They didn't win but one ball game in the last 5 years before I got there.
Gotcha.
And we turned that program around, got real competitive.
How long were you there?
I was there for 7 years.
7 years.
Then wow. I came down to South Georgia and was head coach at Atkinson County. In our second year, we took them to the playoffs, which was the first time in, I think, 12, 13 years.
Great. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, we got the kicking coach, Coach Kip Hall, on the Bishop's Media Sports Network. Coach, over the last few years, last several years, I guess, Glenn Academy has become known as Kicker U, okay? You've got two guys playing D1 ball right now. You talk about them just a little bit, who they are and where they're at.
Yeah, Jack Wilesley came to us my second year as the special teams coordinator, and he just was a special kid, had a great leg, and he was just a hard worker.
Soccer player, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just shows how hard work pays off. He ended up going to Georgia on the Zell Miller.
Now he walked on, right?
Yep.
On the Zell Miller. What's the Zell Miller?
That's the scholarship he got.
I got you.
For his academics. He had some interest from Michigan and North Carolina, some other schools, but he decided to stay and take his chance at Georgia, and he's worked himself into the starting kicker.
Yep. You seen him on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And, Chase Gabriel, who we coached, I coached the last 2 years, and he's at Florida International. He got the starting job down there, but they've had kind of a rough road. They've had 5 games
COVID.
Canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he also had COVID during the summer. He got behind a little bit, but he did a good enough job where he got the starting job.
Chase got sick during the summer?
Yes.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that. So, all right, we've got here at Glenn Academy, or currently, we've got 3 or 4 kickers that are that rotate in some. I know you've kind of settled on your deep guy, and you've settled on your extra point guy. Talk about those two guys briefly and you know how they've progressed. One of them's a senior, I guess. Oh, no. Okay, what you got?
Jonathan Sasser.
Sophomore?
He's a sophomore. A junior. He is our extra point field goal kicker right now. He's done a great job. He was hurt the first few games of the year with a broke foot. And Cameron Mendez came in and took the role of extra point.
Extra point, yeah.
And he did a good job until Jonathan got healthy. And he's just a very consistent, hard worker. Excited about him next
couple of years.
And we got Cody Arnold, who's got a very strong leg, comparable to Jack or Chase. He's learning the position. He's doing a really good job of working hard. Literally excited about what he'll be like when he graduates from here.
Is he a senior?
No, he is a sophomore.
So both of the kickers are sophomores?
Sasser, I believe, is a junior.
Sasser is a junior? Yeah. Okay. I thought he was a sophomore, but that's fine. Two great kickers. Cody seems to have a problem with the steps or something. Is it a mental thing now, or is it a...
Yes, it's not physical. He's got the leg, he's got the tools. It's just the consistency with his steps. I know he gets tired of hearing every time, you know, I've been making him do up-downs lately for when the steps are off, because just like in golf, you've got the swing and everything's got to be the same. You can't be quick. Sometimes you'll get quick at the end of the swing, and he'll pull it. Right. But, I mean, he's young, and he's learning, and he's going to be fine.
I didn't realize that. But for some reason, I thought Cody was a senior. So,
now, our punter, Bennett, is our senior. He's a punter.
Okay.
And he's averaged, I think, 37.2 yards this year. Had some great games this year. This is his first year as a kicker for us, and he's done a good job for us.
Okay, in about 30 or 40 seconds, what do we got to do to keep Langston Hughes? I know we've worked on the kickoff return a lot this week. Like we can probably bust one of those. What do we got to do on the kickoff to keep their guys? Because, you know, they can probably return a kick.
Yeah, they've got some boys back there that can fly.
Yeah, they got athletes.
We just got to make sure we get in our fits, but we got to place the ball where we need to place it so we can get to our fits and reduce the chance of them returning the ball on us.
We're trying to place it in a corner. We're trying to hem them into a corner.
We're trying to pin them into the sideline on a pooch to either side. We're not going to give it away. They don't know which side we're going to kick to, so it gives us a little bit of an advantage.
That's the advantage of that two kickers situation. Yes. You see up there, and mm-hmm. not know who's going to kick. All right, a little bit over time. Sum us up what we got to do to win tomorrow night.
Just focus on our jobs and do what we've been doing the last 6 weeks.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a great run the last 6 weeks. Cooper Hidalgo, what do you got to do to win the district next Saturday?
Run the ball well.
Run the ball well. There you go. Hit your holes and run for daylight, right?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Cooper, good luck to you and Tifton Saturday. Coach, good luck to us tomorrow Absolutely. Night between the bricks. Guys, come out and watch your team play. I mean, we need everybody out there. These guys have been working hard. We're getting toward the end of the season. We need you. All right, that's going to do it for us on the Glen Academy Coaches Show. With Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo joined us. We also had the special teams, our kicking coach, Coach Kip Hall. And we've had the stud running back for the 8U Sharks in Glen County Recreation, Cooper Hidalgo, join us. All right, it's been on Bishop Media Sports Network. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.